Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 2 through 6. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man, dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." The women who went to the tomb on Easter Sunday morning were preoccupied. Their only thought was the stone that covered the entrance of the tomb. Who will roll away the stone? Would the soldiers who stood guard help? Would the disciples possibly be there to help? It must have been an agonizing trip. Often, we are like the women who visited the tomb. We are preoccupied with worries, concerns, and far-ranging issues. The joy and confidence we could know are blocked by the stone of doubt and confusion. When we are filled with doubt and fear, we are invited to view the place where Jesus was laid, and we are invited to believe Jesus' words of promise. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." It almost sounds too good to be true, but it is true. Jesus has risen. He has burst the confines of the tomb. He has conquered death and the grave. His promise is true, and life is ours. As we gaze by faith at the tomb of Jesus, we can rejoice. Not only has the stone been rolled away, but the grave is empty. Jesus lives. "I know that my Redeemer lives." What comfort this sweet sentence gives. "He lives, he lives who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head." Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.